thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
All right, obviously, Zach's got a knee. We'll know more tomorrow after the MRI. Sherwood's got an ankle. We'll know more tomorrow. Quincy had a concussion. Cashman had a groin.
Robert, I know when you guys can move the knee in certain directions, you can kind of get an indication of just how bad it is. Are you guys thinking it's more PCL, or could this be ACL?
You know, we'll know more tomorrow, Connor. There's initially we feel good, but you never know.
Robert, just how do you make sense of that? 54 points today, giving it to the Patriots.
You know, it's top down. Starts with coaching all the way down. Obviously, we got to be better. They punched us in the freaking mouth and scored points, so credit to them. But that's it. I mean, it's just been a part of some of those in my life that they don't feel good.
Any common denominator at all? I mean, I think the first six times they touched the ball, they scored. I mean, were you having the similar problems the whole way through, Robert?
You know, they've... you know, our guys are playing their tails off. You know, it's what we talked about at halftime. It's just a matter of executing and doing things the right way and don't just execute. And came out in the second half. Obviously, offense, I thought Mike stepped in, started doing a good job. Mike White moving the ball, scored to start the second half. And we have an opportunity there with the first series of defense. And obviously, it didn't work out. Held them to a field goal. But... that fourth quarter, we ran out of humans, and so there was all our linebackers, all that stuff. So it just wasn't good.
Robert, how do you explain having the two weeks off? You know, not only physically getting a chance to get refreshed, but all the studying you did, self scouting, tweaks, so forth, and then to come out pretty much on the first series, be on your heels.
Yeah, that you know, I've from a defensive standpoint, obviously we're. We all think we're a lot better than that. Again, it's I want to tell you unforced errors, but obviously there's got to be a better way. We got to coach it. There's obviously messaging that's got to be a lot better. But clearly something wasn't connecting today from starting with coaching. So
it's a tough word. I know it's a word that isn't generally thrown around lightly, but when you guys suffer a loss like this, where, like you said, you guys kind of get punched in the mouth early and then there's no real comeback, it's just continuing to get punched. I mean, is there a sense of, like, embarrassment after one like that?
Yeah, obviously. This is the NFL. You give up 50 points. It's embarrassing. I don't think I've had this feeling after a game since 2017 against Dallas. A helpless feeling where you're just watching and you're trying to figure something out. But, you know, I'll be honest, you know, we talk about adversity and everyone was asking this, you can chalk this one up. This is it. It's here. So this is from coaches all the way down. NFL doesn't really give a flying excuse my language, but in terms of scheduling, we got to line up next week and for the next 11 or 12, whatever we got left. So I know we got the right men in that locker room. I know we got the right people in that locker room, and I know we'll come back strong, and but we got to get it going.
Robert, they were still slinging it a little bit down the stretch there in the fourth quarter. Do you have any issue with that at all?
No, it's the NFL.
Robert, some of those hits on Zach, looking back, I mean, there were no flags thrown, but the one, he was kind of near the sideline rolling out. It seemed like that hit was a little late and also low, and then the one where he seemed like he did get hurt, also another one that was kind of low. Did you have any opinion on that?
No, when you're out of the pocket, you can go as low as you want, from my understanding, and then the one... I still haven't seen the replay on the one that he actually got hurt on, but from my understanding, it was fine. His knee came in, his knee drove into the ground, and that's what caused the injury. So,
is there anything you plan on doing differently, specifically defensively, for your next game?
So there's always a tell the truth moment in terms of when you watch films, and you know, you always want to look at one structurally. Were we okay? Were there mistakes? Was it structurally where no matter what we did based on that call, were we going to be in the situation we were in, or was it a matter of just execute? And so once we get to the film room and study all that and just check it, obviously, I don't want to give you a wholesale changes when structurally, I think we're okay. And I think the guys were, for the most part, were executing, but all it takes is one. And so we'll get a good idea after a film study.
Robert, you've been an upbeat guy since we've gotten to know you. And, you know, you're not a screamer at these guys and stuff, but does this team need a kick in the ass? Do you need to kind of be a screamer right now?
No, these are grown men. They're in this league, and I refuse to believe otherwise. These men play their tails off. They go to work, and they have a lot of pride. There's a lot of pride in the locker room. There's a lot of pride throughout the NFL in terms of they're putting on tape, and they're showing out, and they're trying to play for one another and their teammates or family. There's a lot of whys for why people show up. So if you need somebody, and it's just my opinion, to be in your butt yelling at you to get going, playing a child's game at a King's Ransom, then you don't deserve to wear the logo, period. And I know we got great character guys. I know they were playing their butts off. It's just every once in a while you get your excuse my language, you get your teeth knocked in.
I mean, obviously this is just a few minutes after the game, but what are you most pissed off about today? Is it yourselves as coaches? Is it any ticked at the players for the execution? You know, what do you...
I always look inward. I always look at me first, look in the mirror, and see what we can do. Did we chase something? I always look inward. I'm going to challenge everybody to look inward. Look at yourself first before you start pointing a finger and trying to search for reasons why, and so you can feel good about yourself and blame people. It's not about that. It's about individual fortitude and individual reflection and trying to find a way to get things fixed. So I'm not upset. It's probably more disappointment than anything.
Was CJ close at all, Robert? And how much did his absence hurt you guys, especially early? It looked like they were going right in the middle.
CJ, obviously, CJ is an All-Pro player. Did it hurt? Obviously, yeah. Should it have hurt this bad? No. But missing his presence. Not having CJ out there, obviously it hurt, but it shouldn't have hurt this bad. And but to answer your question, we'll see. I haven't gotten a chance to talk to him, see how he felt, but it was pretty clear going into this morning, even before the workout, that it was probably going to be a long shot anyway.
So. Did you feel the wind was kind of taken out of your guys' sails when you lost Zach? Like when he was sick, was that kind of a body blow for you guys?
No, I don't know if it was a body blow at all. You know, the defense is, they're, no.
Rob, have you, did you get a chance to talk to Zach? And if you did, what was he like?
He's fine. Just talked to him at halftime. Obviously, I'll go see him here in a second. But he seems like he's in a good place. And so after the evaluation tomorrow, we'll see where we go from there.
Last one, if Zach has to miss time, how much of a setback is that for him and his development? Because, you know, we all know experience is so important for him. To lose him for a period.
No, that's a fair question. Anytime you miss reps, it's not ideal, but I don't think it's going to be that big of a setback.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.